Ever find yourself wishing for a little more mindfulness in your daily routine? You know, like those tiny choices that add up to a bigger impact.
Yeah, it's fascinating how something as simple as like even just choosing a bar of soap can be a step towards, you know, more sustainable lifestyle.
Absolutely. And that's what has us intrigued by Savangard Natricyphon, the name alone. Savangard Natricyphon. I mean, it just conjures up like images of a charming Austrian village crafting these natural soaps by hand. Am I right?
You're spot on. Picture this. Savangard. It's nestled in the heart of Styria, Austria. It's a region celebrated for its natural beauty. And they're a small company, but they have this big commitment to handcrafting natural soaps using these traditional methods.
Okay, Styria, Austria. I'm already feeling more zen, but let's dive into what handmade and natural really mean for Savangard, because, you know, those words get tossed around a lot these days. I'm curious to see how Savangard lives up to these claims.
Right. Well, it's more than just marketing with Savangard. They're incredibly transparent about every step of their process, like everything from the ingredients that they source to their time-honored production methods.
And that's what's so important for people, right? Like knowing exactly what you're putting on your skin and how it impacts the planet.
Exactly. So are you ready to kind of unpack some of Savangard's unique selling points?
Absolutely. Yeah, let's dive in. You'll love this. So Savangard, they're palm oil free, they're vegan friendly, and they just completely steer clear of any synthetic additives. Music to my ears. But hold on, vegan friendly. What about, you know, that sheep milk soap we were talking about earlier?
Yeah, that's the one exception. They have their Schaff Milk Seife, which uses bio-certified sheep milk.
Okay.
Which, I mean, it's kind of a testament to their commitment to using those really local, ethically sourced ingredients whenever possible.
Okay, that makes sense. So everything else is totally plant-based.
You got it, yeah. And here's another thing I think you'll really appreciate. Their commitment to sustainable packaging.
Yeah.
They use cellophane, but it's cellophane that's derived from wood pulp, which is completely compostable.
Oh, wow.
Unlike that traditional plastic kind, you know?
Wow, that's impressive. Okay, what about those really, like, beautiful gift boxes I saw on their website?
Yeah.
They almost look too nice to open. They're gorgeous.
Yeah, so those are made from grass paper.
Wow.
Which, it uses a lot less water and energy to produce compared to regular paper. And even their tape is compostable. Like, they really go the extra mile.
That's amazing. Like, it's clear that they really considered every single detail. Okay, so you mentioned their traditional production methods earlier, and I have to know more about this cold saponification process. What makes it so special?
Yeah. It's all about preserving the good stuff. Basically, cold saponification is a much slower and gentler process, and that allows the soap to retain its naturally produced glycerin.
Glycerin, okay, and glycerin, that's incredibly moisturizing, right?
Exactly. It's a humectant, which means that it draws moisture to the skin. So a lot of the commercial soap makers, they remove the glycerin because they use it for other things. But Savangard keeps it in, which is what makes their soap so incredibly gentle and hydrating.
That explains why their soap is known for that luxurious lather. And speaking of luxurious, their ingredient list reads like a spa menu, like bio-certified sheep milk, green clay from France, spirulina. I mean, it's like a farmer's market in a soup dish.
Right.
It's wild.
They're not afraid to get creative with their ingredients.
No.
So let's start with the sheep milk. It's famous for being incredibly mild and gentle, which is why it's often used in like products for sensitive skin. And remember, Savangard, they only source bio-certified sheep milk, which means that it meets the highest quality and sustainability standards.
That's good to know. Okay, now what about the green clay? Is that the same stuff people use for like face masks?
That's the one.
Okay.
Yeah. Green clay it's like a natural powerhouse that's packed with all these minerals.
Yeah.
And it's been used for centuries to purify and balance the skin. Savangard, they source theirs directly from France, which is known for having very high quality green clay.
So it helps to like draw out the impurities without stripping the skin's natural oils. That's fantastic. But the spirulina, that still has me a little curious. I know it's like a superfood, but in soap, what does it do?
It's actually more common than you think.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Spirulina is a blue-green algae, and it's chock full of nutrients and antioxidants.
Mm-hmm.
And in soap, Savangard uses it as a natural colorant.
Mm-hmm.
So it gives the soap like a really beautiful green hue.
So no, like, artificial colors or dyes or anything like that?
Nope, all natural. And before you ask, no, it doesn't smell like a pond or anything.
That's good.
The scent is very, very subtle.
Yeah.
And it blends in beautifully with all the other ingredients.
That's a relief. I'm learning so much today. Savengard's dedication to quality is really, it's truly inspiring. And it goes beyond just the ingredients, doesn't it? Like, their curing process is something that I've honestly never even, like, encountered before. 6 to 8 weeks. That's longer than some cheese.
It's a testament to their commitment to those traditional methods. And trust me, that extended curing time, mm-hmm. it makes a world of difference.
Okay, so tell me, what's the magic behind this extra long curing time?
Well, it's pretty cool, actually. Mm. It allows, you know, that excess moisture. That allows it to evaporate, which results in a much, like, harder, longer-lasting bar of soap.
Oh, okay.
So what that means for you is that you're getting way more washes out of each bar. So, you know, less waste in the long run, which is always a good thing.
Right, right.
And then plus, that extended curing time, it allows, like, all of those wonderful ingredients, it allows them to kind of fully meld together, which then creates just this much richer, more luxurious lather.
Ah, so it's about, like, maximizing both the quality and the sustainability. It all comes together. And to top it off, I was reading that Savengard offers personalized customer service, which I love. It feels like you're getting a bar of soap that was just, like, crafted for you.
Precisely. They're all about that personal touch. They even offer, like, bespoke services for special occasions. Imagine, like, custom-designed soaps as wedding favors or even personalized corporate gifts.
Yeah.
It adds a whole new dimension to gift-giving.
That's incredible. It's not even just about cleansing. It's about this whole holistic experience, you know? It's about aligning with your values, choosing Savengard. It's like saying yes to natural ingredients, sustainable practices, handcrafted quality. It's the whole package.
Well said. It really makes you reconsider, you know, those mass-produced soaps lining those supermarket shelves, doesn't it?
It really does. Like, suddenly those brightly colored, artificially scented bars, they seem a bit less appealing. Savengard has shown us that there's a different way. You know, there's a more mindful way to approach something as simple as soap, you know?
And that's a powerful message. They're proving that small choices can make a really, really big difference.
Exactly. And that leaves you with something to ponder. What if everyone embraced this philosophy? What if we all chose handcrafted natural soap? Like, what kind of impact could we make? It's a ripple effect, starting with that one bar of soap in your shower. Thanks for taking this deep dive with us. Until next time, keep those minds curious.